Superman has met one of his greatest allies, but he will meet his greatest foe in the story we call Enemy Mine.
Lois, you're early. I haven't even shaved yet.
So I see. But my ride showed up sooner than I expected, and since you're supposed to be coming with me, here I am. So you're going to let me in?
Oh, by all means, do come in. You look fantastic. That's some dress.
A loaner from our host. So this is your apartment, Kent. Nice. Almost Spartan. And very tidy. Every other bachelor I've ever known has lived in a cross between a pigsty and a bomb site. Not you, though. I guess I should have expected as much from a man whose stories never have typos.
Well, I'm not really here all that much. Between my time at the Daily Planet and my other interests.
Other interests? With all the hot stories you've turned in over the past year and a half, I'm surprised to hear you have time for anything that isn't job-related. Ooh, is this a picture of you?
Why, yes, I played a little football in high school. Kind of lost interest over the years. I still try to keep in shape.
You succeed. Are these your parents in this photo? They look like a nice couple. How did they wind up with a son who's such a swine?
Lois, you're not going to start that again, are you? It's been 18 months.
17 months, 2 weeks, 4 days, and an odd number of hours. And don't you forget it, Kent.
But Lois, you know I didn't scoop you on the first Superman story out of spite or anything like that. I hadn't even met you then.
And you think that makes it easier, you big dope? I could deal with it, maybe, if we'd been chasing the same story all along. Every good reporter deals with that. But you have to waltz in off the street with no experience and the story of the century. Oh, go shave. I don't want to discuss it any further.
All right, I'll be about 10 minutes. Ready to go, Lois?
Whenever you like.
Lois, where are you going? The elevator's that way.
But the stairs to the roof are this way.
The roof? Why do you want to go to the roof?
Because that's where our ride is waiting, Kent.
Our ride? Oh my gosh, you don't mean to tell me that helicopter's been sitting there all this time. This roof wasn't built to take that kind of stress. In fact, isn't something like this illegal?
No doubt. I did try to talk the pilot out of landing here. But you've lived in Metropolis long enough to know that anything with the user's name on it, including this copter, is pretty much above the law.
And you approve of that, Lois?
No, but it wouldn't do much good to disapprove. Lex Luthor owns this town. LexCorp has an interest in virtually every business based in Metropolis. Lex himself is the second or third richest man in the world, and easily one of the most powerful. But despite his flaunting of the rules, no one's been able to connect his name with anything even remotely shady. Believe me, no one's dug deeper than I have. In fact, outside his business interests, all you can find are Luther's good works. Charitable institutions, funding to colleges all over America.
You don't think your viewpoint might be colored by your relationship with him, Lois?
Relationship?
Well, everyone in Metropolis knows that Lois Lane and Lex Luthor are a pretty hot item.
Hot item? Are you serious? And here I thought you had the makings of a good reporter.
A good reporter keeps his eyes and ears open, Lois. And Lex Luthor has taken a, shall we say, special interest in you for some time.
He's a collector, Kent. He's fascinated by me because I'm not interested in being part of his collection. And I've told him so. Brace yourself for landing now. The pilot's going to put the chopper down on
Lex Luthor's private yacht. Rates yacht.
Miss Lane, Mr. Kent, would you come with me, please? Mr. L is waiting.
This is quite a ship. I doubt the Royal Yacht Britannia is much bigger.
Quite a bit smaller, actually, Mr. Kent. Mr. L likes to own the biggest of everything.
Well, the staff seems friendly enough. But where's the big man himself?
Right here, Mr. Kent. So sorry to have kept you waiting. A last-minute communication to my oil fields in Venezuela. Lois, darling, no good to see you. It was unfortunate that we missed each other before I left for South America here.
Well, you know how it is, Lex. I had other things occupying my time.
Ah, yes. This so-called Superman. But as I understand it, it was you who finally tracked down that story, Kent. My heartiest congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Luther. But it was nothing, really. Just luck.
And now you're here as Lois's guest. I'm by your boss to cover this little party of mine. I'm surprised my old friend Perry White didn't come himself in your place.
Come on, Lex. Perry doesn't like the idea of living in the same solar system with you. You know that. He'd never come to one of your parties, not even in his official capacity as managing editor of the Daily Planet.
Excuse me, Mr. L. You wanted to be informed when Mayor Berkowitz and his guests arrived?
Ah, yes. Thank you, Yvette. Mr. Kent, if you'll excuse us, just for a few moments, I'd like a few words in private.
Yes, of course. I'll be right outside, Lois.
Lois, you look absolutely splendid, as always.
Not as always, Lex. I don't usually parade around in a $5,000 designer original. It cost me $100 to get a hairdo that lived up to this little frock.
Ah, then you like my little present.
Present? Now wait a minute. Your note said this dress was just for the party tonight. You know I'd return it if I thought it was a gift. I told you I won't accept these lavish gifts. Sending it to me was just plain deceitful. You know almost any woman would kill to wear this for the evening.
Then why not accept it, Lois, darling? Give me a chance. I can make you the happiest woman in the world.
By making me wife number 7? Or is it 8? It's so hard to keep track.
Is that it, then? You reject my attentions because I have been unlucky in love?
Unlucky? Oh, I've had enough of this. Kent!
Yes, Lois?
We're leaving.
Lois, this is really quite...
Save it, Lex. Come on, Kent. The party's over. I need an escort home, and you're elected.
It's kind of impolite to leave early, don't you think?
Don't you start up with me. I've been looking forward to this bash for 3 months. Fabulous gown, fabulous people, fabulous food. And now that jerk is gone and spoiled it all. Just makes me boil. Nothing could possibly make this evening worse.
Guess again, sweetheart.
Lois, get back. He's got a gun.
They've all got guns.
Stay right where you are. The ship and its passengers are now our hostages.
Now, just a minute. Ow!
I warned you, stupid.
Clark!
You keep your mouth shut, sister. You two feed the big guy to the fishes.
Here you go, little fish. Have a good dinner.
Clark! Good Lord!
All right, move along. Get up front with the others. I said move.
You won't get away with this, you creeps. You picked the wrong town for this game.
Don't make me laugh. The first sign of police, we start killing you hostages. Now get over there.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Not quite the evening out we all expected, huh?
Not at all, Miss Lane. I'm sorry about Mr. Kent. We all saw what happened, but there was nothing we could do. And where the devil is Lex Luthor?
Okay, we're holding you here until... Huh? The deck! It's tilting! Not just the deck! The whole boat is lifting into the air! Ow!
The jig is up, creeps. I'll take that gun now. And here's a little remembrance from Clark Kent. Mr. Mayor, look over the side. Can you see? Is it him?
I can't tell from this angle, Miss Lane, but how could it be anyone else?
This is easier than I expected. Sounds like Lois is leading a revolt against those gun-brave punks. I really hated to give her the scare I did, but I had to find a quick way to change from Clark Kent. And getting thrown overboard seemed the most convenient. Now I'll just transport this vessel to her destination, Lex Luthor's private island, Shangri-La. I'll just set her down gently in the harbor and finish mopping up those vermin before anyone else really gets hurt. Well, well, Lois seems to have things nicely in hand. I guess I shouldn't be surprised at her skill with a weapon. Being an army brat, she was bound to pick up a few tricks. But she's let her guard down too soon. One terrorist is sneaking up on her. Careful, Lois, you're not bulletproof like I am.
man!
And now, I'd think about letting the gun go if I were you. There's not much of it left.
How'd he do that?
Superman, you're fantastic!
You didn't do too badly yourself, Lois.
But none of us could have done anything without your timely intervention, Superman. Your magnificent distraction afforded Miss Lane the opportunity to act.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to have been a help.
You are much more than that, Superman. You've earned every penny of this.
A check? For $25,000?
It's a retainer, Superman. You're on my payroll now. Enjoy.
Sorry, Mr. Luther, but there must be some misunderstanding here. My services are not for hire.
Nonsense! Everyone who's anyone in Metropolis works for me. Not that you were really needed here, of course. My security team was quite capable of handling the situation.
Security team? And where were they while this was going on?
Waiting in the wings, Lois. My advanced security suggested something like this might happen.
You knew about this? You allowed it to happen?
Not absolutely, of course. But my foreign holdings have had some trouble with terrorists. When my sources told me that there might be a hijacked attempt on my ship, I ordered my men to hold back so that we might see what this Superman could really do.
You can't mean that. You risked the lives of all these people just to see what I could do?
No one was really at risk, Superman. My men were ready at a moment's notice. But I wasn't about to believe all the wild stories I've been hearing about you. I'm too smart a businessman for that.
You're also an accessory to murder. Those animals killed Clark Kent.
Well, no, Lois. As a matter of fact, I took care of Kent.
But that doesn't alter matters, Superman. By his actions, Luther's open to a charge of reckless endangerment. As mayor of this city, I appoint you as a special deputy. Arrest this man.
Don't be absurd. You can't arrest me. I'm Lex Luthor, the most powerful man in Metropolis.
Not anymore. Superman, do your duty.
Soon, Lex Luthor is brought to police headquarters, photographed, fingerprinted, and jailed. But soon...
Hey, look! It's Superman!
Maybe he's here to see why the subway is so late.
A logical deduction, but not quite on the money. The train is stalled, but the regular maintenance staff is able to take care of that. I am here on another matter. Superman, thank goodness you're here. This poor woman is about to have her baby. I know. I heard your driver calling into the central tower. Easy now, ma'am. Everything's going to be just fine. I can have you to a hospital in plenty of time.
Mother and baby are doing just fine.
Thanks, nurse. That's what I call a job well done. That's funny. I could have sworn I was just photographed. I thought I heard a camera. But I don't see anyone with a camera. Maybe I just imagined it.
You, Superman.
Luther, what do you want? I thought you'd still be with your lawyers. The ones who had you back on the street in less than 2 hours.
I have a message for you. The most important message you'll ever hear. And quite possibly the last.
Message?
You've made a big mistake, Superman. This town belongs to me. I run it. The people are mine to nurture or destroy as I see fit. They've forgotten that. They've looked at you with your costume and your flashy superpowers, and they've forgotten who their master is. I intend to remind them, Superman. One day soon now, you're going to die. You'll be destroyed, and everyone in Metropolis will know who's responsible. But no one will ever be able to prove it. I'll not be arrested, Superman. Not again. Remember, Superman. You're a dead man. It's just a question of how soon.
Be sure not to miss Book 5 and the other exciting titles in the continuing saga of The Man of Steel. Will Lois's sister regain her eyesight? Has Superman finally met his match? The answer to these questions and more in Book 5, The Mirror Cracked.